Basically, our first task was to identify potential lands that could be transferred at some point.
The Haynesboro manager announces land grant entitlements for the Haynesboro. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Nicholas Shotkovsky. That story and more up next. At the March 9th Borough Assembly meeting, Borough Manager Mark Ernest presented some preliminary conclusions from work he is pursuing in coordination with Representative Bill Thomas that would allow the Haynesboro to have an additional entitlement to general land grants from the state.
It's a two-step process. The first step basically was through House Bill 273. And that does is it identifies the amount of land that can be transferred to the borough. And in order to derive at that number, we had to identify lands that would potentially qualify through that program that could be applied for and could be transferred at a later date.
House Bill 273 was created to allow for general land grant entitlements for the city and borough of Wrangell. Representative Thomas is working on an amendment to that bill, which would provide an opportunity for the Haynesboro to make land selections as well. According to Ernest, the Haynesboro presently owns 2,800 acres, the least of any borough governments in Alaska. Ernest emphasizes that the current process is only looking at which lands would be potentially available and doesn't constitute actual land selection.
I think it's what's important here is that it's clear that this was not selecting those lands, but just identifying available lands that the borough to achieve a number of acres that the borough could apply for, and that these lands were coordinated with DNR that these lands are available and would be eligible for selection at some point in the near future. The total acreage is 1,809 acres. And there are three areas that are part of this. One is William Henry Bay, Excursion Inlet, and three parcels on the east side of Chilkoot Inlet for a total of 1,890.
Initially, Ernest had indicated to the state an interest in land on the west side of Lynn Canal, next to small islands known as the Lynn Sisters, about 10 miles south of Boat Harbor.
That was part of the original the original list, but that did drop out because the state was interested in retaining that property for other uses. The state has an interest in that property for state purposes. I know that was a potential marine park development there, and in its place the Chilkoot Inlet properties were identified as potentially available.
The Chilkoot Inlet properties encompass three parcels of several hundred acres each, several miles southeast of Haynes. These parcels, at the mouths of the Katsaheen River and each of the two unnamed creeks between the Katsaheen and Yeldagalga Creek, were originally calculated at 1,275 acres. But 695 acres of that land covers tidelands and navigable waters, which are not available for selection by the borough. So the total area of these is reduced to 580 acres.
This was a late change. Because we did get information back after the Lynn Sisters property was identified as available. We then got word that DNR wanted to retain that property, and so in place of that, they had identified the property. These other properties there on the east side of Lynn Canal.
The entitlements also include 321 acres on the northwest side of William Henry Bay, and 908 acres in Excursion Inlet. Ernest says that, in addition to generating revenue through sales of the properties, the borough may be able to make use of the lands in other ways as well.
For example, in Excursion Inlet, some of that property is valuable for protection of the watershed, for the use by any future development there, or for the fish processing operation. So that would actually be an important designation for some of that land. And there are other opportunities for recreational development. And maybe commercial, residential, or even some industrial uses, but that would have to obviously go through the planning process. And there's a number of opportunities that we like to consider. But any decisions regarding future use, and actually even formally making the request for those lands, will go through a fairly rigorous public process. And so of how those lands would be used will be decisions that will be made, sometime down the road.
Ernest says that even if this process continues to move forward, it will still involve a considerable amount of time and formal processing.
We wanted to kind of get the information out. This was something that really came up very, very recently, and so basically our first task was to identify potential lands that could be transferred at some point in the near future, and assuming that the bill goes through both the House and the Senate and is signed by the governor, then we begin the process of identifying of those opportunities, which ones was the borough like to pursue, and what are the steps in the process, and kind of begin some planning, that would go along with that, because the borough would have to identify what its intended use of those lands would be, and there has to be a finding of public interest, and there will be quite a bit of work that will follow this approval, assuming that it is approved in its current form. That's kind of the beginning of the real work for us, but it's a very great opportunity for the borough to have some additional lands for use.
The Haines Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a strategic planning session on the evening of Monday, March 15th. The session will be held at the Haines Borough Public Library and will run from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Current President Carl Hines says that the session is part of an ongoing process in which the Chamber is trying to get a clearer picture of its members' needs and interests.
The Chamber has been working on for several years developing what the needs and the desires of the members are, and have done some surveys and some group meetings, and this is kind of a culmination of that process to come up with ideas, activities, events, focus areas that the members would like the chamber to work on in really the upcoming 2 years, but specifically we want to nail down a handful of things that are going to be our primary focus for the remainder of 2010 and establish some objectives so that at the end of the year we're able to evaluate how well we've done at meeting those objectives for our members.
Hines says that the Chamber won't change its overall focus, but it is seeking to reapply itself to its mission.
The Chamber's always focused on promoting business and economic growth in the community, and what we've found is there hasn't been a lot of measurable direct impact to the business community, and so we want to have more of an impact on growing and developing business in Haines. I wouldn't say that it's changing the direction, but more reestablishing what our mission is.
The session will be facilitated by Dr. Robert Whitcomb, who is Human Resources Director and Director of Organizational Development for the Chilkoot Indian Association.
He's a facilitator with really an excellent background. His background is largely in organizational behavior and organizational theory. And so to really look at how the chamber's organized, how the members impact, drives what the chamber does, and how what the chamber does drives future members.
But Hines says that Dr. Whitcomb's role is to simply help the chamber realize its own direction and not to alter what that might be.
We're looking for ways to promote business in Haines. I mean, you know, could people come up with other ideas, you know, but we're looking for ways that the chamber can better meet its mission, which is, in a nutshell, promoting business in Haines. The chamber regularly takes stances on issues. You know, we don't take stances on political issues, but we do take stances on issues that affect business. And if we feel that an issue is going to be overall beneficial for the business community in Haines, we will support it.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Nicholas Shotkovsky.